Item 1189, request of Bob Schatz to address council regarding homeless camps.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Hello, my name is Bob Schatz. My wife and I bought a home in Southeast Portland 28 years ago, which we raised our children in, and they went to the same elementary school that my wife went to. So we're long-term residents of Portland. And about 5 years ago, we started contacting city council because the homeless people were all over our neighborhood, peeing in our trash cans, sleeping on our front lawn, and nothing was done. We called the police. The police told us that city council has told them not to do anything. About 2 years ago, I contacted council again saying, either they go or we go. Got no response. So we moved out of Portland a year ago. I also own investment property here in Portland. One of them is at 123 Southeast 97th Avenue. I've reported the homelessness around that property for several years and pretty intensely for the last 6 months. I've been reporting them every week, 2-3 times a week sometimes, for at least 4 months solid. And this camp of 5 to 15 to 20 tents have been there the entire time. They come and go a little bit, but there's always someone there. I've got, then last year, 2 years ago, we built a new building on that property. It's a beautiful parkour gym. One block, we have like parents that come here with their kids, trying to be healthy, doing the right thing. A block away, we have homeless camp. It's just like this endless stream of drug users. They come on our property, they poop on our property. We find needles on our property. We find people back there camping on our property. They dig through our trash. They put trash all over our property. And there's nothing that is being done. And, at what point, are we just fed up? I've actually called a broker. We're going to sell our property over there as well because we're done with this. And this final picture, right in front of our gym, where some homeless guy decided to use the storm drain as a public toilet. So that's what we got to work with. I'm here to, I heard you say earlier that you've asked the police to go ahead and do their job, but they're not. I've talked to them for 5, 6, 7 years. Many, many officers keep telling me that city council has told them not to do anything. They tend to believe that.
So let me be crystal clear. And I will make, if you can get your contact information to Michelle right there, we will follow up with you. I put it in writing because I'd heard the same things that you've heard. I have friends, they've called the police, they've heard the same things. And I've been very clear in my roll calls, I've been very clear in my public statements, I've been very clear in press conferences. I give myriads of speeches on what is our strategy around homelessness. And I think we have a pretty good strategy. It just isn't scaled. We're investing in shelter. We're investing in services. We're investing in the transition off the streets into housing. We even got the business community to throw in more of their business licensing taxes to this cause. But I think everybody in this community can agree it's not enough and that the problem continues to be an issue. There's too many people living outside. There's too many people in the elements, and it's creating a sense of conflict. So it's something I want to address with a sense of urgency. As you can see from the people behind you, there are people who think we're doing too much. So there's not a lot of consensus on this. But I do sense your frustration. I hear it from lots of people, and I'd love to have a follow-up with you.
I'd love that.
And I appreciate your taking the time to come in.
Okay. I would love that because I did read your – you have a full-color brochure of all the things that you're doing, which is, like you mentioned, none of it mentions people like me who are trying to run a business, trying to rent property or live in their own homes and have people put a cardboard box in your front yard and use it for a toilet. How are we supposed to deal with that?
And we've actually got some good – relationships now with the nonprofit, the faith sector, the business sector, and we're working on basic things, more public restrooms, more porta potties, more shower facilities, helping to keep the community clean. We have people in homeless camps who are actually working with us. We hand out trash bags. They do fill them. We go back. We pick them up. So there are partnerships that are developing that are showing some promise. But I do sense your frustration, and I want to acknowledge it.
Thank you.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to make sure that people saw the article in the Oregonian this past weekend about the decrease in the number of homeless students in Portland public schools over the last 2 years. And I'm hopeful that that is an indication, as we that has been one of our first priorities, is getting families with children into permanent housing. And so the issues didn't start with this mayor. They started many years ago with Ronald Reagan slashing the federal budget for providing housing for people. And Portland can't solve the national crisis by ourselves. If we were to house everybody tomorrow, then we'd get a whole bunch of more people coming. And so we have this strategy, as you acknowledged. And I just hope we stay the course, and we need to address the livability and the criminal activities, such as you point out. As the mayor said, he has directed the police to address those. So, but thank you very much for coming in.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you.